It's time for another episode of Marketing Pains, the podcast about marketing for window treatment and awning companies. Learn what your colleagues are doing to keep their businesses thriving and growing, and what tools you can use to expand your own business. Enjoy the view as window treatment marketing pros owner Will Hanke talks with industry experts, digging into their marketing successes, learning how they're attracting more customers, and getting you thinking about ways to marketing your own company.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Marketing Pains. My name is Will Hanke. This is the podcast where we talk with real window treatment and awning business owners about their successes and struggles related to marketing their business. Today, we're on Covering Success. This is episode 33, and I'm excited to have Georgiana Schwant, who we call Georgie, with us from Madison, Wisconsin. Georgie has been a client of ours for probably around, 9 or 10 months now. And we're excited to have Georgie with us today. And well, let's jump right in. Georgie, how are you?
I'm good, Will, and you?
Doing fantastic. So excited to have you on today.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, Will.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's jump right in. Tell me a little bit about your business. It's called Incredible Windows. You're in the Madison, Wisconsin area. Tell us a little bit more.
Well, so my story, which I give in a very abbreviated version when I meet with a customer, is this simply, this is my retirement business. So I had a real job for 28 years as a high school educator, and I retired relatively young as far as retirement terms are speaking, and I needed something to do. And looked around for about 2 years trying to figure that out, tried different things, including real estate appraisal, hated it. I took the courses, got certified, and I thought, oh, I don't like this. So I thought, well, let's look for something else. And I went out for lunch with someone who was selling window treatments in Northern Illinois. And she said, you ought to do what I do. I said, I think you're right. And it was about that quick. So that was in 2006. And here I am almost 18 years later selling window treatments. On a part-time basis, as a shop at home, I've never had a storefront. I never will. And I enjoy great success.
Wow. Okay. So you don't like the storefront idea. Tell me more about that.
I don't. Well, there are a couple reasons I decided that. First of all, I was a high school principal in Madison for 8 years, managing lots and lots of people, including students and staff and parents and, you know, legislatures being involved. And I wanted a simple business model that was manageable. I didn't want to have the expense of a storefront, and I have no regrets. It took me a while to get started. Of course, it wasn't easy, but I feel like I've done it. And I'm still learning, and I still wanting to grow.
Good, good. So your business model is get the lead, go to the home, pitch the installer, whatever, the product. Do you get the payment right then, or do you go back and do a proposal? And then, of course, do the install later.
Well, it works in different ways. Ideally, actually, the ideal situation happened yesterday, where indeed I met with a customer. She did a remodel of her 30-year-old home and was wanting new window treatments. We went in and talked about her needs and what she wanted. And if it's she's doing it in two parts. So we did the bedrooms and baths first. And if it's a relatively small project, meaning 10 to 12, 15 blinds, I can do a quote pretty easily in the home, and then I can present it to her and discuss it. And I said, are you ready to move forward, or do you want to think about it? She said, I'll get my credit card.
Okay.
So that will be placed in the home. If it's a more involved proposal, like I just did one actually on Monday, it's 38 hardwired roller shades. Well, I wanted to think about that a little bit. I got the signed proposal this morning. So, you know, it just differs on the situation.
Sure. Okay. That definitely makes sense.
Yeah. And then there was another one yesterday. I'll just throw that into where I met with it. And new customer who's building a new home, and it's, you know, they've done the groundbreaking and all that. So we've just, with a fine tooth comb, went through every room and discussed needs. So it's a process for some, others it's quick and easy.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me about that mix. New home construction versus people that are already, you know, embedded in their home, I guess.
Well, I would encourage people, if they're building or remodeling a new home, to contact a window treatment provider as quickly as possible, because too often they don't think about things that we can help them with. For example, a popular door in Wisconsin today, and I, perhaps it's nationwide, is a full glass or a partial glass on the, as a window on the door. Well, people don't often think about the fact that that might need some privacy. So if indeed a blind is needed, they need to think about the door handle. So can I get a blind behind that door handle? And if it's one of the, you know, the lever door handle is very popular today in new construction and remodels, that's more difficult. It can be done, but it's more difficult. So just, I can point out simple things, or another window treatment person can point those things out. Or simply the molding and the placement of the windows. And do you really want that high window that's a octagon? You know, so it just, you know, as people are beginning to think about a remodel or a build, it's important to bring in that window treatment person.
Sure.
The other thing we can help them with in that situation is talking about if they want to do power, how is that blind going to operate? Is it going to be hardwire? Is it going to be batteries? Can you reach it? Plus the whole budget issue. If they wait till the very end, it's often like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize custom window treatments were so much money. But if we can help them with that, to understand the value and the cost up front, it behooves all of us.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes that conversation a little easier then.
It does.
Yeah,
that makes Unfortunately, sense. I'm going to be able to offer financing shortly too, which will help on those bigger projects.
So, yeah, going to be a big game changer too for you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to having that option for customers.
That's awesome. That's great. Yeah. So we've been talking kind of about your ideal customer. What about commercial? Do you guys do any commercial work, or is it mostly all residential?
We do some commercial work. The one I just told you about with the 38 hardwired rollers is a commercial project. But the way I get the commercial projects is typically because I've done the customer's home. And they've, you know, we've had the chance to work together. And this one, I mean, they didn't do any shopping. I mean, I've helped them multiple times on multiple projects, and they just fortunately like to work with me, and I give them a fair price, and off we go. So I only do small commercial projects, you know, done a lot of Culver's in the Madison area, some smaller insurance offices, done a couple wineries, so, but not the big, high-rise residential halls on campus. I'm not doing that kind of work.
Very good. Okay. Yeah. Very good. Cool. All right. So we talked about your story a little bit, or who you are. Talked about kind of who your target market is. Let's talk about the part that I really like, which is the marketing piece. Yeah. So tell me about your marketing mix. I mentioned that you are one of our clients. So you've got a digital marketing piece. Kind of tell us about the mix of what you're up to.
Well, let me back up a little bit. Well, you know, as being in business 18 years, the marketing has evolved significantly over the years. You know, I started long ago spending too much money on paper advertising.
Okay.
I had some result. Now I'm talking like between 2006, 2010, 11, whatever. Peeled that away. Because I wasn't getting any, well, not any, but the results I was looking for.
And you're talking about direct mail type stuff?
No, I'm talking about, this is really going to date me, Yellow Pages,
okay.
newspaper ads, you know, those kinds of things. I don't even think there's a Yellow Page book out there anymore. I don't know for sure. I don't have one, that's for sure. But anyway, so that brings me, you know, through the course of time to working with you, Will, I've learned the value of the internet and Google My Business and having a great website And consequently, when we reached out to you, you've helped me with all of that. Just yesterday, somebody called and said, hey, I called you because you've got a great website and yeah, I saw what I was looking for and when can we get together? So, and it's going to be a great job.
Oh, great.
Based upon what he told me over the phone. So that Google My Business connection and the SEO that has been able to boost my business has been tremendous. So that's what I'm relying on mostly today.
Okay.
As far as getting the name out there about Incredible Windows, I was doing social media for several years, spent a lot of money on it. I stopped doing it.
Okay.
And that was in September, and I don't feel like it's been a big negative impact. I'm as busy as I want to be. So, it's the Google My Business, it's my website, it's the reviews.
Yeah.
Now, having said that, that's only really a third of my business, which I need, because those are my new customers. The other third are repeat customers. In fact, yes. I have an installation going on today that they said, oh, we've added the sunroom. I need to do more windows. Oh, or I moved. I have a new home. That's going in next week. That happened. I sold clients 5 years ago.
You're listening to the Marketing Pains Podcast. We'll be right back after this break.
This episode of Marketing Pains is sponsored and underwritten by my own company, Window Treatment Marketing Pros. First of all, thank you so much for taking time out of your day today to listen to the podcast. I really do appreciate it. And I hope that you're gaining some knowledge, tidbits, good information that will help your business grow. Window Treatment Marketing Pros is the only digital marketing company that works specifically with window treatment and awning companies around the U.S. We handle entire digital marketing campaigns from website design to SEO and more. With over 23 years of experience in the digital marketing arena, we can help your business get more website traffic, leads, and phone calls. We work with businesses that are experiencing significant growth or businesses that want to experience significant growth, and we have plans to fit most of those companies. If you're ready to invest in your business, you want the phone to ring more, and you have the resources to handle that growth, please schedule a short discovery call with me at WTMarketingPros.com/strategy. I'd love the opportunity to talk with you about your business, your vision for the future, and your ultimate goals for your company. Schedule that today, and I look forward to meeting you. In the meantime, back to today's episode.
Another one is they could buy a second home. And so, I've helped people with second homes in Florida, Arizona, just because of the installation services opportunities Hunter Douglas offers. And so that's been great. And then the third way I get customers and marketing are my referrals. I try to nurture my existing customers so they remember me when they have a friend who needs a project. So,
yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, the social media hasn't been something that I'm relying on. Google My Business and a great website is what I rely on for new customers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good marketing mix, though. I think the word of mouth and the referrals, when I talk to a potential customer for our business, mm-hmm. those are the two things that they've relied on up to that point. And there's a missing piece. I think that is obviously the digital marketing piece.
Right.
You can only go so far on referrals and word of mouth.
Right.
No things like Valpak
No. I get Valpak and I throw it in the recycling bin right away.
Okay.
I look through it and it's just not something I would use. And so that's not been something that I feel would be the way I want to spend my money.
Sure. Okay. Do you do any local networking or home shows, anything like that?
Nope.
No.
Okay. I don't. I'm pretty protective of my time.
Yeah.
And, I have to think about the time involved in a home show and the expense. And I just don't feel like it's worth my time.
Sure. Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean it doesn't work for some, but it's not an area I choose to spend any time or money on.
Sure, sure. I do have a question here. What marketing efforts have you stopped using in the past years? You mentioned the social media thing. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit more about what you were doing on the social side.
I was doing Facebook and Instagram.
You were just posting on those channels? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So I've heard in the past the phrase likes don't pay the bills.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. I think there's some credibility in brand awareness.
Sure.
for social media. Sure. People being aware and staying top of mind. I definitely don't think social media pays the bills, right?
That was my feeling as well.
Sure.
There was one other thing that I do which helps me stay in touch with customers is a monthly newsletter. So
okay.
I do send that out once a month.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to stay top of mind as well.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I've asked, you know, there's a little note at the top of my newsletter. So please forward to anyone you may think would be of interest. So, you know, it all helps. I have about 1,500 subscribers.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Do you have any other incentives? Do you offer any special incentives to attract online reviews, things of that sort?
No, I need to do better about that. You know, typically we ask people to do it. I say typically, sometimes I forget. when I've asked, most times people have been good about writing a nice review. I've been very pleased. I need to work on getting that systematized so I can get it done easier. And I know that Lead Boomerang has a way to do that, and I need to utilize that.
Yeah, well, we can jump on a training session, and I'll show you how to do that. All
right. I usually just do it verbally when I'm in the home, and because I always follow up with the customer. You know, if I can get there, that's great. On big jobs, I always go back. You know, if it's one or two, I may not go back, but I always follow up on the phone.
Okay.
We check in
periodically. So in the home at the end of the install, you ask them verbally, would you leave us a review?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. And they'll say yes. And then you need to follow up to get them that link or whatever.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Some of our clients have the little business cards with the QR code on it that they can hand them at that, you know, to get that review.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I need to do that, Will. Help me figure that one out, please.
We can do that.
Okay. Because I depend upon people like you to help me in those areas. I know what my areas of expertise are.
Sure.
They aren't. So that's why we have help. And even though I'm a shop at home and I'm a sole proprietor, I'm an S corp actually, and I subcontract all my help. I can't do it all.
So I
need help.
Right. Right. Okay. Follow-up marketing. You mentioned the newsletter.
Yes.
Are you doing anything else on the follow-up side after the fact?
I have an assistant that I is a subcontractor, and she works maybe about 6 or 8 hours a month. Not a lot. She's a teacher, but just has helped me for 5 or 6 years. She does follow-up calls at the 3-month and the 10-month mark just to make sure everybody's happy and things are working well, just to check in. And that's been good, because if there's a problem, I want it taken care of right away. Usually they would reach out to me, but sometimes they forget or they just don't. Part of the reason I want to do that at that 10-month mark is because I use Hunter Douglas Installation Services, and they they pay for service calls within the first year. So I want to snatch it within the first year versus at month 13 when it's paid for. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's great. And it gives you an excuse to follow up with the customer.
That's correct. Yeah.
And maybe, we've been meaning to call you.
You're right.
For another room or something like
that.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's good. Are there any services now that you see that are becoming more and more profitable?
Well, the only services I really offer are selling Hunter Douglas blinds. So I'm not sure what you're meaning by services. Well, you know,
industry services, things that you're offering to your clients.
No, not really. We we try to service our clients well. So for example, if, you know, there's a repair that needs to be done, you know, my husband is my right arm with the repair situation. So we pick up and take them back, pick them up, the blinds up, pack them up, send them in for repair, and then take them back to the customer. So that's his area.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's a service that people like. I mean, because I know other dealers say, here's the place to ship it to, and here you go, you know. So we try to provide that service for them. We do.
Okay. And on the repairs, is that for only past clients?
Yes.
Getting into the repair side of things can start to get pretty crazy if you're...
It is, and it's not profitable.
Right, right.
Yeah, in my opinion, so...
Yeah, most of our clients do. They want to stay very far away from repairs.
Right.
The one exception I've found is I interviewed Kelsey Stewart from Bloomin' Blinds, which is a franchise, and they actually prefer to do the repairs with the mindset of that gets them in the door.
Sure.
And they kind of use it as a loss leader. So I found that interesting. That 95% of our clients don't want anything to do with the repairs, but they do. So, yeah. Interesting. So, all right. So it sounds like you need to work on the reviews, but that's okay.
I do.
The reviews can really help the Google My Business side of things, right? And you've said that's a big driver for new leads as well. Right. So. I love that you guys are getting good leads from that as well. So what would you say to somebody who's just getting started in the window treatment business that, you know, they're struggling to get moving? What is something that they could do that would help point them in the right direction?
Well, something that I would suggest would, first of all, find somebody to talk to who can mentor you. Fortunately, like I said, I had a friend in Northern Illinois who was my go-to because I knew nothing. I was an educator. And I didn't know anything about sales. I didn't know anything about window treatment. So you have to jump in and learn somehow. So having a mentor really helps. But then I would also say not try to do it all at once. You know, I decided to keep my business model very simplistic. I started selling Hunter Douglas and another brand and soft treatments. Within 2 or 3 years, peeled away the other brand and soft treatments. First of all, there's too many darn samples to have to deal with. And second of all, too many products to have to figure out and systems. And I just wanted to simplify my business. So I would suggest, rather than starting out with lots of offerings, start with one, learn it, figure out what you want to do and where you want to take your business. And then if you choose to decide to add more, do it one at a time and learn that product line. So
I think that's pretty wise
to not take advantage of the systems that are in place with a vendor. Seems foolish to me. I mean, Hunter Douglas has great systems. That's worked for me for all these years. I've learned them. I know how to use them. I know how to find information or how to get information if I need it, because I sure don't know it all. So learn the product line well. And I'm still learning. I mean, somebody asked me about a recessed pocket roller shade power yesterday. It's like, I've never done that one. So sure enough, I was on the phone yesterday learning all I could about it. So just be willing to roll your sleeves up and learn.
Fantastic advice.
Yeah, and if you don't know the answer, just tell. I mean, I always tell people I'll find it and get back to them, because, and then be sure to get back to them. You know, we've all had people say, "I'll get back to you," and we never hear from them again. So,
right. Follow up's a big piece to that, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. And if you're not strong in that area, some people don't have that that personality trait. Find somebody that you can add to your team that does that.
Yeah. So, I mean, certainly as a shop at home, I'm a part-time business. And you asked why not a storefront. I wanted the flexibility of a shop at home and not a storefront. And that's provided, I mean, the shop at home has done that. So I'm not, no regrets.
Yeah. I love it. Thank you so much for being on today. I really do appreciate your time. If somebody wants to learn more about your business, where can they go?
IncredibleWindows.com.
IncredibleWindows.com. Easy enough. Easy to find. Again, Georgie, thank you so much for being on today. I really enjoyed your time. Appreciate you as a guest. Appreciate you as a person. And thank you again. I hope you have a great, great rest of your day.
I hope so too, but I appreciate your help in growing my business, Will.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you everybody for listening. We'll see you on the next episode.
You've been listening to the Marketing Pains Podcast, where window treatment and awning business owners and industry experts share marketing information that helps you reach more customers. Please leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform and get all of our show notes at WTMarketingPros.com/podcast.